Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Holy Spirit is a person. The Lord gave me these three R's. Y'all remember these? Three R's for spiritual sensitivity, which is what we're talking about. That's our whole thing. We want to know Him better, be more aware of Him. Amen. And the Lord gave me three R's. He gave me, I use two words, realize. I also use the word recognize, but to recognize the Holy Spirit. And to respect the Holy Spirit. And to respond to the Holy Spirit. Three things to focus on to cause us to grow in spiritual awareness and sensitivity. I said, this is what I told you last time. I said, number one, recognize Him. Realize, be aware of Him. Number two, respect Him. Number three, respond to Him. Well, last night, actually this morning, about 4 o'clock, the Lord corrected me. He said, no. He said, respect is number one. So I went and switched it around. I said, that's right. Respect. And I'm beginning to see some things. Respect is integral with faith. We walk with Him by faith, not by sight. That means so much of the time we don't feel Him. But we believe He's here. Right? It's just like Enoch walked with God. Hebrews said he did so by faith. How did Enoch walk with God? And you're looking at the whole story. God became so real to Enoch. And they fellowshiped so intimately until God took him. And he left this place in fellowship with God. But how would you do that? Apparently, Enoch had heard stories of his grandpa Adam and grandma Eve fellowshipping with God in the cool of the day, and they had lost that and lost some of those things, but he heard about it and it sounded too good to him to just forget about. And he thought, I want to talk to God. I want to be with God in the afternoon. I want to be able to talk to God like grandpa did. And finally, just by faith, he stood up one day and he said, well, I know you're here. I'm just going to talk to you. And I'm just going to believe that you hear me. Amen. And he began doing that as a regular thing, night and day, just believing God was there, believing God heard him and talking to him. And friend, faith causes God to respond. Amen. And you draw near to him, what happens next? He draws near to you. You believe in him and he manifests himself to you. And the more he believed in God, the more real God became to him. And then he believed in God all the more and God became more real until God was more real to him than the trees he sat under and the people he talked to. Can the Holy Spirit be that real to us? And fellowship and communing with him. But such a vital part of it is respect. Listen to these scriptures. Don't try to turn to them. Don't try to write them down. Do write them down if you want to, instead of turning to them. But listen carefully, most importantly. The scripture said in Psalm 111:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. How many understand that this fear is not a tormenting fear, but a reverential fear? Would this include the ideas of respect and honor, to fear God, to reverence Him, and treat Him with great respect. And what happens when you take that step? That is the beginning of wisdom. The Bible talks about the spirit of wisdom. Well, there's just one Holy Ghost. How many want the wisdom of the Spirit? You want Him. He knows everything about everything. And you want Him to share some of that with you. Right? About particular things that you're dealing with. The wisdom of God is so wonderful. You can be sitting one minute, scratching your head going, what in the world? I don't even know what's going on. And just in a flash, the Holy Ghost can show you and you not only know what's going on, but what to do about it. And it's so simple in your eyes. And you just go, well, sure. Why didn't I see that already? But He showed it to you. And all your confusion is gone and your anxiety is gone. Why? Because you know what to do. How does it start though? This wisdom, how does it start? The fear of the Lord, the reverence, respect for the Holy Spirit. Listen to other scriptures. Proverbs 1:7. Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Beginning of knowledge. I won't take the time, but there are several other scriptures that say a similar thing. Where does real knowledge begin? Where does real wisdom begin? With the fear of the Lord. And the person of God who is in us and walks with us daily is the Holy Spirit. We must show Him proper respect. You understand, people are ignoring Him every day. He's there. He would help, He would teach, He would show, but people are ignoring Him. They don't realize they're ignoring Him like they are, but they're completely ignoring Him. Rick, why don't you close your Bible and stand up here for just a minute, bud. Let's pretend that Brother Rick is the Holy Spirit. Just follow me around, Rick. So many Christians, just like this, the Holy Spirit is there and they're going, what am I going to do? I got all this stuff in my business, and what am I going to do with those teenagers? And what about all these bills? Mo, what do you think I ought to do? And Mo, he gives me his idea. And guys, what do y'all think I ought to do? Y'all pray for me. Y'all pray for me. And so then I come, and I sit, and I think. And I go, dear me, what am I going to do? Lord, help me. Lord, would you help me? Please, God, please, God. Please, God, please, God. Y'all pray for me. Give me some counsel. What do you think? Tell me what should I do? Because, man, I got to make a decision on this. Huh? Y'all help me. Sister Billy, tell me what to do. Oh, God. You know, staff, y'all pray. Because we got some big decisions here we got to make. And I have thought and thought, and I can't figure out what to do. And I need to take a nap. And get up worried about it and concerned about it. Oh, Lord. Lord, you got to help me now. But until I turn and ignite. And of course, He's not just beside me. The Holy Ghost is in me. But until I acknowledge Him. Everybody say acknowledge. Acknowledge Him. Look to Him. And get quiet. And see, this is all part of being respectful. Respectful. I'll say that in just a minute. Respectful. Thank you, Brother Rick. Go ahead. Listen to these truths in the New Testament. We are taught in the Scripture concerning the Holy Spirit not to quench Him. Anybody remember that?
Yes.
The Bible says, in fact, let me not rush through it too quickly. Have y'all got time today for this? Or?
Yes.
Go to 1 Thessalonians 5, please. Let me take the time to turn these and mark these. If you know them, stir yourself up. If you don't know them, get to know them. 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 5. And verse 19. What does it say? Mark it if you don't have it marked. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Quench not the Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. Now that word quench has the idea of throwing something wet on a fire or a flame and smothering it. Would people smother what the Holy Spirit's trying to show them and tell them and deal with them? Would Christians do that? It's a huge problem. But so many times folk don't realize they're doing it. But they are. And it's because they're not aware that it's Him. So many times they're thinking, well, that was just me. Well, what do you mean just you? Because He's going to lead you through your own spirit. Not through your own intellect, but through your own spirit. We're going to get into that in detail later, but quenching Him means ignoring Him, pushing it down, squelching it. Something's come up, a sense of something, a knowing about something, a leading about something, but you just push it down. Ignore it, push it down, reason it out, override it, quench. What did the Bible say about that? Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't quench what He's dealing with you about. Another thing the New Testament says is don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Go to Ephesians, the 4th chapter. Ephesians 4 and verse 30. Ephesians 4, just back a few pages. Ephesians 4:30, are you there? Scripture says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Don't grieve Him. He's a person, isn't He? An impersonal entity. You can't grieve a chair. You can't grieve an instrument. You can't grieve electricity. But the Holy Spirit can be grieved. How would He be grieved? Grieved with something that you're doing. And so many times, see, He lives in you. And sometimes people say, man, that just grieved me. Well, a lot of times you're sensing His grief. He's in you. It grieved Him and you sensed it in you because He's in you. And if it grieves Him, we ought to fix it quickly if it's within our power.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Reverence the Spirit, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1019. That's R-1019, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.